It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And this is Car Edge Live for Friday, December the 13th, with your hosts, me, Ray, and the nice young man wearing orange, Zach. Neither one of us suffering from triskaidekaphobia, and I hope there's no one out there who is.
Happy Friday the 13th. OaksCarEdge.com is the sponsor of today's show. We've got back on CarEdge.com the, what's it called? The amalgamation, the aggregation. We've got all of the year-end best new car deals back on CarEdge.com/best-deals. And that even includes our best deal of the year, 25% off CarEdge Insights and $250 off, folks, any extended warranty or vehicle service contracts you purchase on CarEdge.com between now and the end of the year. Again, thank you to our company for sponsoring today's show. Again, CarEdge.com. Dad.
Wait. Before you get started, I am a little disappointed in that you didn't even ask what is triskaidekaphobia.
Fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, I think it's fear of the 13th, but that's But it could, but for our purposes, it's fear of Friday the 13th. Yes,
we've been documenting for a long time, folks. Yeah. Automakers jacking up the prices of their vehicles, and it seems that Toyota is going down the same path as well. The 2025 Toyota 4Runner, Trail Hunter, and TRD Pro start at $68,350. If you wanted another nearly $70,000 Toyota option next year, folks, here it is. We've been covering this for a long time. If you want, go ahead and Google search car price inflation, or in particular, there's a brand called Jeep that has done the car price inflation dance better than anyone else. 61% increases in the past 5 years. We also, Dad, know that Mazda, one of the other relatively cheap brands out there, Mazda is another one of these brands that's been talking about pushing and going up market, and they've been trying to do that with their CX-90 SUVs. Now you've got Toyota making the same potentially mistake, jacking up the prices of their vehicles. What do you think of this?
Well, you know, I think Toyota thinks very highly of themselves. and they know their customers think very highly of the product. And in many, many, many cases, people are willing to overpay to get that Toyota of choice. You know, you said something funny, you know, that Jeep was the best at doing this dance of raising prices, and absolutely, they've raised them 61%. The part of the dance that didn't work out for them is if they had a partner, which were customers in that dance, well, the number of customers has dwindled every year since they started to move pricing more upscale. So at a certain point, you're dancing by yourself. You're dancing with yourself. Will we see that happen to Toyota? I don't know. Depends how sales go on those when they first come out. I would imagine there'll be somewhat of a popular market, and then it might decline as people start looking at the price points and think of other ways to go.
Let's do it, man. Let's do what I always love to do. I'm on CarEdge.com. I'm going to go to the car search, and let's just do a quick glance at new Toyota prices here. So there's 231,610 new Toyotas for sale nationwide right now. I will let everyone know we've added a new feature here on CarEdge.com when you're using the car search. You can now add cars right here to your comparison. I'm going to go ahead and go compare. It'll open up this tab for me right here. I can compare MSRPs, invoice prices, target discounts, the fair price suggestion from CarEdge, market days supply, total for sale, total sold in the last 15 days, the specifications of these vehicles. I mean, there's a lot of great information here now that you can do side by side up to four vehicles at a time. The purpose of going here was not necessarily to show that. Let me hide my little comparison drawer. It's to look at the MSRPs of these new Toyotas. $61,112 on a Land Cruiser. 2025 Toyota Corolla, $26,000. That's more what we would expect from Toyota. Tundras, which we know have not been selling well at all, pops, $72,000. The BZ4X sitting right next to it at almost $50,000. The BZ4X, Dad, you can now get up to $10,000 in lease incentives on the BZ4X because it's moving so slowly. So it is interesting to look at Toyota's model mix here. The Sienna, $46,000. They're kind of all over the board, honestly.
Oh yeah, they're covering every base there is.
They really are, from $25,000 to $75,000. That's nuts.
Yes, and then what they don't touch, Lexus does. So, yeah. You know, they've got you covered anywhere from the 20s to the hundreds, and they're not ashamed or bashful of it. But then again, you know, they have spent the last 50 years developing a reputation as a high quality, low cost maintenance brand. And so when you've have that type of reputation as long as they've had it, then you get the play in every aspect of the market, whether it be in the low 20s or the low hundreds. It's, you know, people will pay for your product because of your history.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we see, Dad, with vehicles like Corolla here. So I've pulled up a Corolla, a new 2025 Corolla, $23,609 MSRP, folks. Okay, so very, very, very affordable. Yes. 42 days supply. And not to mention, really low cost of ownership.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a reason Toyota is who Toyota is.
But then, Dad, you can come over here and you can compare that to the $72,426.
Yeah.
Which, again, the reason that we're having this conversation, I want to be very clear, the reason we're having this conversation is because new 4Runner pricing just came out for 2025. And we're talking about $70,000 4Runners. Base price has only gone up a little bit to $42,220. But let's take a peek here. We're looking at a Toyota Tundra versus, before we were looking at the Corolla. What do we got? A 40-day supply. So that's actually quite low relative to what I expected. Obviously, the cost of ownership is going to be significantly higher. But the reason the day supply is lower is because dealers are having to drop the prices on these. Look at the advertised price. It went from $70,426, which was already $2,000 off of MSRP, to look what the dealer currently has this listed for sale at, $65,707. That's $7,000 off of MSRP on a Toyota.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, on the new 4Runner, the base model is actually $400 cheaper than it was last year.
Yeah.
But that's just the base model, of which they'll make, I don't know, three.
Hey!
Yeah, for the year. So,
like father, like son. Wow.
Yes, apparently. You know, those aren't the ones they expect to sell. Those aren't the ones that they expect customers to come in and want to buy. But the point is, they'll be able to advertise that they've actually lowered the price of the new 4Runner for 2025. And that is a compelling statement to be able to make. Now, they won't necessarily be able to make that same statement when you're talking about the $68,000 one, but and I believe some of them are actually more expensive than the Land Cruiser. So it's
look
it's,
at this, Dad. Look at this, yeah. From Desmond. I just bought a 2024 Toyota Tundra Capstone, MSRP of $81,000. Got it for $65,000. So this is the Toyota has gone up market before.
Yes.
And they have realized a lot of challenges. It just makes me scratch my head why they're doing this again. And it's not just Toyota, right? We pulled up the Mazda article earlier. Jeep has demonstrated this. All these automakers continue to want to go up market. Eventually, the demand runs out. And you see it there in a tens of thousands of dollar discount. They're not doing big discounts like that on RAV4s,
no,
or on Camrys or Corollas. No. But they are on the expensive ones.
And may I suggest, please don't scratch your head today because your hair is looking really good today. So
every once in a while, folks. Again, I just want to demonstrate, our team released this just this morning. Only on CarEdge.com can you get your hands on cost of ownership data for vehicles. So that shows up right here for you when you're on a vehicle detail page, as well as annual expected annual costs for ownership in terms of maintenance and repairs and repair probabilities. And the team released this morning the car comparison feature. So if you're interested in comparing this Land Cruiser, this Corolla, and this BZ4X, I don't know why you would ever want to compare those three. But in case you do,
yes,
you now have a car comparison tool built right in to caredge.com when you're searching for cars. All of our market insights and information there as well. Maybe team, maybe Car Edge team, we can also get the cost of ownership in here soon. That'll be a request I make. If you all have requests for what you want to see us add to the Car Edge car search, our ears are always open. Let's come here, Dad.
When you do that comparison, the way you did it for three disparate vehicles like that, I'm reminded of a time when I worked at Burge Mazda Volkswagen in Mesa, Arizona. And at that time, we had the Mazda, I forget what it was called, but it was their sports car, and it was fast. And so we had a guy pull up in one of the small pickup trucks. I forget what brand it was. But he wouldn't take a test drive in the RX-7, I think it was, or RX-9. And so before we let him go for a test drive, I said, I have a question for you. I noticed you're driving this small pickup. What else are you considering? And he mentioned the small Ford pickup and the small Chevy pickup at that time. And I said, I looked at him and I said, let's remember when we were back in kindergarten or first grade, and they showed us a pictures of four different things. And then the teacher would ask, which one of these doesn't belong? And he said, well, that would be the RX-7. I said, good, then you're not going for a test drive, because that's not the vehicle you're really looking for. So you can do strange comparisons like that. But it just reminds me of times I had to deal with customers that just wanted to go for a joyride.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that happened to you more times than you'd like to remember. We've got here from Justin. Thank you, Justin. Thank you all for the work you do. I used my subscription to research before purchasing a new Honda CR-V EXL yesterday. Happy holidays. Congratulations, Justin. Great job to you. Glad that we were able to play a small role.
Well, happy CRV to you.
Happy CRV to you. We've got from Matthew. Thank you, Matthew. We really appreciate it. Brother and his wife are both 4Runner devotees. Ain't no way they're paying $55,000 after tax for an SR5 or $75,000 for a Pro, even with the high values that 4Runners have as trade-in values. I agree. I think Toyota is pushing customers. This is Jeep. Okay, we literally just watched this. Jeep got rid of their devoted fanboys, fangirls, and just pushed them out. Said, nope, we no longer care because we're going to jack the price up. I feel like Toyota is starting to go down the same path, and it's, I think, a huge mistake.
I'm not going to sit here and necessarily disagree with you. I think they're going to offend a percentage of their customers that they have, of their raving fans that they have. And some of those raving fans are going to move on to other brands that seem to be more reasonably priced to those customers.
Definitely.
Will they pick up a few other people to make up for the losses that they have? Maybe, perhaps. That's probably what they're counting on. But my whole thing is, you never, never, ever want to abandon your customer base. And that's what Jeep did. And to a certain degree, we're starting to see Toyota do that. And when you do that, eventually sales start moving in the wrong direction. And we definitely have seen that at Jeep for the last 5 years. And perhaps we'll be seeing that at Toyota for some of their models over the next 5 years. Prices have just gotten, I don't want to use the word ridiculous, but prices for many of these vehicles have gotten, ridiculous.
100%, Dad. I want to keep moving through the chat here. I want to help Rippard out real quick. All the invoice prices is broken down to powertrain as well. So whatever we're showing up on the screens based on powertrain. We've got here from Stefan. Thank you, Stefan. Really appreciate the kind contribution. I'm picking up my new Toyota RAV4 Hybrid XLE today out in Seattle. This morning's headline was perfect for a Friday the 13th shocker. Keep up the awesome work advocating for us. Thank you, Stefan. Fortunately, you're not buying one of these $70,000 4Runners. I'm sure you did very well on your RAV4. We are seeing great RAV4 deals. This is one of the my favorite things we've ever built in this company, Dad. We've been on this journey together for 5 freaking years now. See what others paid. Go to caredge.com under research, see what others paid. And let's look at Toyota, and then let's look at RAV4. We can see the one 2025 deal that our concierge team has done. Wow, this was just yesterday. This is what's so cool about what we've built here, guys. So cool. You can see what our concierge car buying team is able to do. This is in California, a deal yesterday on an XLE, $1,611 in savings. Let's look at 2024s really quick. Lots more deals, obviously, from June, from May, from August. Great information here, and you can get a sense for what these vehicles are selling for. So, Stefan, sounds like you did a great job, and congratulations to you. Dad, a very thoughtful contribution here from Art of the Real. Thank you, Art of the Real. We appreciate it. I just bought a Mazda CX-30 for $30,000 out the door. Yes, I know I probably overpaid, but your advice got me an extra $800 off the price. I'm the world's worst bargainer. Is there a way on your site to pay you money so this platform doesn't take 30%? Wow, that is like incredibly high. Thank you. Thank you, Art of the Real. Congratulations on a job well done. And I doubt you're the world's worst bargainer. It sounds like you did a damn good job.
Yeah, it seems like it to me, but what the hell do I know?
Financial support for our business comes through the form of people signing up for CarEdge Insights, using our concierge car buying service, or you know, things along those lines. So Art of the Real, you've done plenty. It's incredibly generous, and congratulations on a job well done. Our whole community thanks you for supporting us in that way. From Cloepo here. Cloepo, good to see you. Ray, what's the best bang for your buck lease right now? Also, a channel popped up called Delivered that does the same thing as you guys. Bring him on the channel. Yeah, I've reached out to Delivered a couple times. Wish that we had a good working relationship. Hopefully someday we do. Really love the content that they put out. So really excited for them and what they're doing. But Pops, what's your take on best lease deals right now?
Well, I would I would go to CarEdge, and I'm betting that under research is a tab for best lease deals right now.
Yeah, there you go, folks.
look at me. Damn, you should be proud of me. And may I say, I believe it's 5 years almost to the day. I think the day is really the 15th of December, so it is indeed 5 years we've been doing this nonsense.
It's wild, man.
You know, when we first started, I had a full head of hair just like you.
I don't think you had quite a full head of hair, but I think you definitely had more hair when we started this.
I did. I did indeed. And I was many, many pounds lighter. Yes.
Hey, Caroline, just want you to know I have your comments starred here. I promise I will pull it up later on in the show. So no, don't just pull up comments from people that pay us, but try our best to damn prioritize them. It's very kind that people give us money to put things up on screen, but definitely see your comment from Cloepo. Thank you, Cloepo. Toyota fanboys will be upset, but rich people will buy. I do think Jeep has proven that as well. There is a wealthy market that you can produce vehicles for, and Toyota's trying to get in on the fun.
Yeah, it's a much smaller market, but that's okay. Somebody wants to know if I'm a Cardinals fan from New Jersey. I am indeed, sadly.
We've got here, Dad, from Rayleigh. Thank you, Rayleigh. We appreciate it. Search up the Pasadena, Texas dealership arrested for charging for test drives, please.
Wow, I never heard of that. Well, what a great idea.
Get out of here. Pasadena, Texas, charging for tests.
Well, you know, if you can't sell them, charge them for a demo ride. Gotta make a living somewhere.
I don't nothing's really coming up. 4 years ago on Reddit, she tried to buy a used, maybe it's this one. Assaulted, though, that doesn't sound quite right. Rayleigh, if you can send me the link to that, that would be really, really helpful. So that I could pull that up. Appreciate you making us aware of that from Dreadnought. Thank you, Dreadnought.
Thank you,
Dreadnought. Car Edge suggestion, add employee vehicle recommendations for first-time car purchasers so that they have an educated visual comparison. That's a great idea. Phil, we should come up with like your list, man. Your list of cars that you're thinking are great. That'd be quite fun.
We should put together a list of what the concierges, each concierge feels is a good starter vehicle.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yeah. I think that'd really, really be great. Dad, let's keep going through the chat here for just another couple minutes. Then we have some other stories we need to cover. Dan, does anyone know if Zach did a live stream yesterday afternoon showing him call dealers for CarEdge's concierge service? That was the same question Caroline asked as well. Sorry that I kept you up all night. I unfortunately did not, guys. I got super, super busy with my day today. I hope to start doing it next week. I thought, like, I was being a little over the top that I thought I could do it yesterday. Unfortunately, I was not able to, but I plan on doing it next week. And I'm going to use all the tools that our team uses to reach out to dealers, which will be quite fun. So stay tuned for that. That'll show up on this channel. And then we've got from Ilya.
Yes.
Hi, Zach and Ray, a 2023 Bronco Raptor. Caroline, that was incredibly kind of you to donate. You did not have to donate. I promised you. I saw your comment. I promised you I was going to pull it up, but thank you. It means a lot to us that people give us money to help us support what we've built. I'm sorry it took me a minute to get there. We got a little overwhelmed with people submitting comments. From Ilya, though, Dad. Let's see if we can help Ilya really quickly. 2023 Ford Bronco Raptor, $18,000 off. Holy cow. Remember when these were selling above sticker price?
This is a 2023. This is a two-year-old Raptor.
Well, so this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do, Dad. Let's plug it in on the CarEdge machine. So I'm on the CarEdge car search. Do you mind reading out that VIN to me?
Well, if I can see it correctly, it's 1FMEE5JR0PLB78688.
All right, folks, 2023 Ford Bronco four-door Raptor. It's a $90,000 vehicle. Dealer had it advertised at $74,000. They just jacked the price back up to $80,000. Let's go to the dealer website. Let's take a peek at this over here.
Well, I would also plug it into our sell feature.
Yeah, let's do that. So yeah, they've got it advertised at $80,000. It looks like, just based on the price history back on the CarEdge website, looks like they're playing a lot of games with the price to try and get interest on this vehicle.
Indeed.
I don't know if I'm buying that you're actually going to get $18,000 off. Not sure if I'm buying that. To figure out what this vehicle's actually worth.
Yeah.
I could come back here. I could go to sell a car. Or what I'm going to do, Dad, is I'm going to go to my insights, and I'm going to plug this into Blackbook right here. Say it's got 100 miles. We were in Virginia. So you can see Blackbook thinks this vehicle's worth $73,000.
Well, that would be almost $18,000 off.
if you could get it. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see if they actually do that. We've got here from the Crispy Chicken.
Well, thank you.
Thank you both for everything you do. You guys are a wealth of knowledge. Can you take a quick look at what an F-150 Tremor fair purchase price is? Yeah, we can do that. F-150 Tremor. So I'm going to come back over here. Search cars, Ford. Whoops. Let me try this again. Ford. Let's do a refresh. Stand by.
Yeah. Maybe it just doesn't like
Ford. There we go.
Yeah.
No, I think I just had a little glitch. Ford F-150. We're talking about new ones. Trim. Tremor. Only 3,400 of them for sale.
Yes.
Right now. Let's look at, oh my goodness, $80,000.
Yeah, well.
There you go. We've got a big spread on invoice, almost five grand. We're saying right below invoice is what you should be shooting for on a Ford Tremor. Hopefully that helps you out.
Chris, anybody buy any recently? If we
drum roll, please. I mean, 83 day supply, so not too bad.
Yeah,
33 have sold in the last 45 days. 61 for sale.
Has anybody reported them to our website or any concierges worked on any deals for Tremor? Just out of curiosity.
Looks like down here we've got $3,727 down there in the bottom right corner. Gotcha. Is what we've been seeing as a savings, as a dealer discount. So obviously you should be shooting for even more on a vehicle. On a vehicle like that. Dad, we've got to go to our favorite segment of the show.
Really? You've got to be kidding me.
Manual transmissions now make up less than 1% of new car sales. I am not alone in not knowing how to drive a manual, it seems.
No, you're not alone, and they're going to work it out so that nobody ever has to know how to drive a manual, okay? But just in case of the zombie apocalypse and you have to get out of wherever you're at and the only vehicle that's available is a stick shift, I don't want them zombies getting you because you don't know how to drive a manual. So it's time to learn. I did get an email, and I believe you did too, from a gentleman in Colorado who has a 69 Mercedes-Benz 280 L, I think, manual transmission, and he would be more than willing to teach you how to drive a stick in that car, which I must admit would probably be an exciting vehicle in which to learn. And then you would find it so easy to drive a modern day manual transmission because it'll be much easier to use the clutch on a newer one.
I'm interested. And I'm also scared poopless. Okay. I don't want to break a clutch. It's very nerve-wracking to me. I'm good. I'll keep riding my bike, driving automatic transmission cars. I think I'm good, but maybe. Maybe.
Well, you know what we could do? Where if we get somebody with a newer car that has a manual transmission and they're willing to teach you how to drive it, the deal could be that if you burn out the clutch, okay, while you're learning, that Car Edge will pay for the new clutch.
But why do I need to financially put our business into that position?
Because viewership of you trying to learn how to drive a stick will go through the roof, young man. That's why, okay? It would be certain things in life you can't put a price on. Filming you learning how to drive a stick would be one of those.
I want to pull up Caroline with a great question. What's the average savings your concierge service provides people? It's a great question, Caroline. We built, in the spirit of transparency, we built our See What Others Paid feature, which is, again, caredge.com/verified-deals. Not only can community members submit deals, so if I change the source here, now we're looking at what deals community members have submitted to caredge.com to help you understand what's realistic out there in terms of car deals. We obviously also provide every single Car Edge concierge deal that we've completed. It is impossible to say when we start working with a new customer what we will be able to save them because market conditions can change on a dime. And so what we do is we show you what we've been able to do historically. Okay, so please come here. I encourage you. There's 22 pages of deals that you can tick through to get an understanding of what our team is capable of doing. And please recognize, folks, that is a white glove service. So if you're really, really, really trying to get bottom dollar, the absolute best price, use all of our DIY stuff. There's no reason to pay us $1,000 to do it for you. If you really absolutely want the best bottom dollar deal, you're going to have to put in the work. Do it. More power to you. But Caroline, hopefully that answers your question. MJ, thank you. Very kind contribution. Zach, come to the MD Burbs.
Okay.
To learn on my 300ZX. I don't want to learn. I am complacent. I am happy.
Can I tell you, it would be wonderful if you would learn on that. There was a time.
And thank you.
There was a time that your father owned a 280ZX 2+2 with a manual transmission. He bought it for his first wife. That'd be a fun car to learn on. It would. It would almost be like we've come full circle or something in life. I don't know.
All right, folks, that's the show for today. If we can help you with anything, it's caredge.com. My dad and I haven't caught up like at all this week, so can we just catch up?
Sure. Jeff's going to come back. My HVAC guy is going to come back in just a few minutes to finish up. And hopefully I'll actually have a working heater that can heat up the entire apartment instead of me just using space heaters for the parts of the apartment I'm in at any given time.
I want to give you a shout out, Dad. You and Brandon over on your channel, Car Sense. If y'all don't know, my dad and Brandon from Car Questions Answered have a channel together called Car Sense. You guys had your record viewership for a video yesterday. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to Brandon. 114,000 views on this video. If y'all are not subscribed to the Car Sense channel, I am. You should go check it out. It's Car Sense, C-A-R-C-E-N-T-S. So congratulations. That was really fun to watch you and Brandon have so much, you know, success yesterday. Love seeing that for you guys.
And we love having it. And it's we do. I mean, you know, the beauty of what, if I may, of what Brandon and I do is literally we go through automotive news and other sources and pull up articles that we think we might like to discuss as a topic of conversation. We budget approximately 2 hours to just literally have a, we have no idea where the conversation's going to go. And sometimes it's a fun conversation. And I guess sometimes it's pretty boring. I don't know, but it is truly for both Brandon and I, some of the best time that we get to spend all week. I can even curse on that channel. I try not to, but
I read the comments the other day on like one of our videos or one of the videos over there, and they were like, I like watching Ray with the 5,000 under car salesman because he lets him speak his mind. Yes, folks, we represent our company. I still remember the first time, Dad, when you were, I mean, my dad, I love you so much. You used to respond to like almost every comment when we first started. Yeah. And you, when we got hate comments, you in the early days, like this is like the first 6 months, you would reply to people and you would tell them to go fornicate with themselves as a way to
I told the gentleman that he should go forth and multiply by himself.
Okay. And that, and I remember seeing that and calling my dad and saying, I think it's probably a bad look if we give attention to the people who are being mean to us.
So did the commenter who said, oh yeah, well, I'm going to take that to your venture capital backers telling me to go F myself.
We don't curse on this channel. It's a kid's show over here. Car Sense, it can go entirely off the rails. That's Brandon and my dad. They can do whatever they want. From Michael, thank you, Michael. Zach, time to learn on a manual. Remember, though, art mortal. Yeah, I really don't want to break a clutch. I'm telling you, I just don't have an interest in doing it. I'm not, that these hands are not particularly good. Like, I sit at a computer. Although, you know what I did last night?
You played a video game?
No, I didn't play it. Come on. When was the last time I played a video game?
I don't know.
I got lead climb certified, Dad, and I went lead climbing for the first time. It was great, so I am using my hands.
Please explain this to me. What is lead climbing?
Lead climbing is when you don't have an anchor point set above you to rescue you when you're climbing.
Okay, there's no point in doing that. You don't need to do that. What the hell is wrong with you? You've got a multi-million dollar company you're trying to run here. You know, stop it.
Multi-tens of million dollar company. Come on, man. Let's be honest. But okay. I mean, jokes aside, that it's super cool. So what you do is as you're climbing up the wall, there are anchor points. There are anchor points in the wall, and you clip into them. You clip the rope into it as you're going. But as you're going between bolts, there's nothing above you. There's nothing above you to hold you up. So it's much more taxing, and it's riskier, and it's really fun. It's really, really, really fun.
And do they have like big super pads to catch you, mattresses and stuff to catch you if you fall?
What catches you is the previous bolt that you had set, or the previous anchor point that you had.
You don't like it.
So you fall, but you don't fall all the way to the ground. You could fall all the way to the ground if you don't, you know,
anchor properly. You know what? I think a much more exciting adventure for you would be to learn how to drive a stick, and it might prove to actually be a tad bit safer, unless of course you drive it off a mountain road or something. But you know, can't you find less risky things to do to get your adrenaline going?
I don't think so, man. I think it makes me happy. I want you to come with me, Dad. I think it'd be really fun. I'd feel really like amped up. And be like,
okay, you think it makes you happy, and then you want me to go with you so I can watch.
Yeah.
And so I can get really nervous and have a friggin' heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then I get the inheritance sooner before you get the
special. Rather than later. Yeah. And then you can watch this channel go to hell in a handbasket. You know, I sent you an email yesterday with my reservation.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas. Yeah.
At the Aria in Vegas, and I offered you to come if you'd like to.
Thank you for offering. You
could show me how you could do some lead generation. I prefer lead generation to lead climbing. and you know, we could go out to Red Rock and I could watch you climb or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just have to get you belay certified. So we'll work on that. We've got
filet certified. Yeah, you know, I'm already filet certified, trust me.
You know what's great is the weight difference would actually make it very easy for you to belay me, because I think I weigh, how much you weigh? You weigh 202?
202.
I weigh 150, so it'd be pretty easy for you.
Well, it would be, you'd be hard pressed if you fell and I'm holding on to you at the bottom, that it would raise me off the ground.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It'd be good.
That and we'd tie my fat ass to a boulder as well.
All right, Rayleigh. Thank you, Rayleigh. Yes, I actually did see this story. I was going to bring it up today. Thank you so much for the kind contribution and for making us aware. Yeah, there was a dealership, Dad. I guess it was in Pasadena, Texas, that just abruptly shut down, like overnight. It seems like there was fraud with Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. They're trying to sell the real estate now to pay things off. I'll share this with you.
They were out of trust at some point, probably.
Bayside Mitsubishi and LaPorte closed abruptly due to cash flow problems, leaving customers without vehicle registrations and unpaid trade-ins. The dealer's owner, Alex Sino, faces multiple lawsuits, including one for $4.4 million from Nissan Motor Acceptance Group. Mismanagement of funds and insufficient insurance coverage after Hurricane Beryl contributed to the dealership's financial collapse. Sino is reportedly trying to sell the property to address the dealership's legal obligations, customer issues. Yucky situation.
Wow. Yeah, that is. That is sad when stuff like that happens. Yeah. The only thing sadder to that than that, okay, in my mind, the only thing sadder than that would be for a woman who's getting married to go to a bridal shop, purchase a gown for her wedding, have it fitted, and before it's time to pick up the gown for her wedding, the bridal shop goes out of business.
Okay.
Closes. This has happened. Closes down.
Okay.
And many brides end up not being able to get their bridal gowns that they've paid for. So that's the only thing.
That's worse. The only thing worse
that I can think of.
The only thing.
Well, the only community. Other thing that would be worse, if you prepaid for your casket and the casket company closes and goes out of business, and you know, they just drop you in the dirt.
But then that's your kid's problem to deal with. So, you know, not that big of a deal. We've got from Michael. Thank you, Michael. Incredibly generous contribution. Zach, you do Ironmans and rock climbing and claim you're too uncoordinated to learn stick. Funny LOL. Yeah, I don't know. I probably could figure it out.
I'm pretty sure you can. It's really not all that hard.
It's not all that hard. Oh, yeah. And I also make ceramics, pottery. That's with my hands. Yeah. Too. I'm pretty good with my hands, man. I'm actually very good with my hands. I'm really good with my hands.
Well, thank you for letting the world know.
Yeah, just in case anyone's curious, my hands are fantastic.
Yes, he's got great hands, Lee. From what I've heard, he's got really great hands. A little callous, but great.
Yeah, very callous. You know who has the softest hands I've ever touched? That guy. My dad's hands are, if you ever meet my dad in person, shake his hand, because it is the softest hand I've ever held. All right. I love holding a good hand, man, but your hands are so soft.
Well, you think about it for a second. Why would the Pillsbury Doughboy's hands ever be anything but soft? I mean, why? How or why? I mean, come on. You know, I'm going to develop a callus using a knife and fork as I'm feeding myself? Ain't happening. Okay? you know, yeah, they're soft. Yeah, the only tool these these hands ever hold as a pen when I have to write something down. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Want to be caressed by a soft hand?
That's great, dude. Yeah. Your hands are so good. They're so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah. We should, you know what? We should probably rent them out.
No, that I think goes over some sort of ethical line that we should not venture towards. But anyway, all right, we're going to call it a show at this point. Dad, we can keep catching up afterwards if we so choose. I hope you have a fantastic upcoming weekend. It's going to be cold down here.
Yes.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be a good weekend. I'm excited. I'm going to go climbing some more, which will be fun. I'm going to try and get some more work done, which I'm looking forward to. And we're slammed, folks. We're so busy at Car Edge. It's really awesome to see the team again doing awesome releases today. And I can't wait to to come on live next week and you know, start calling to the dealers for some of our customers and share with our community the trials and tribulations we go through on their behalf. Oh, I do also want to mention.
Yes.
I think I brought it up. Let me pull it up, actually. We had a community member, Rich, who we were able to help out. We were all teary-eyed on this morning's all-hands meeting. But I think it's really important to give Ryan on our team and Trisha on our team shout-outs really quickly. If you guys don't know, we have a Google page. People leave us reviews, which we appreciate. And we got this one the other day. After being diagnosed with brain cancer and facing surgery and treatment soon, I needed a safe, reliable car quickly to minimize disruption. I reached out to Zach and his team, especially Ryan and Trisha helped a bunch. Naz at Lexus Santa Monica made it happen. They found the perfect car, handled everything seamlessly, and made a stressful time so much easier. I'm beyond grateful to everyone. Thank you all as so much as our family is tremendously grateful to everyone. It was awesome, man, to help Rich out. And awesome to celebrate Ryan and Trisha today on the team meeting and give them their kudos. This is why we do what we do, folks. Didn't charge Rich a dime. How could we? Why would we? But able to help him out, which was really, really great. So let's do more of that between now and the end of the year. Make time.
Well, let's pencil in Saturday, December 28th for our remembrance of Suzanne
Shepard. Do you want to do it then, or do you want to do it while you're going to be here in D.C.? We could do it side by side. Food for thought.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in D.C. Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to do it on Christmas Eve. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So why don't we plan for that Saturday, and we'll do a fundraiser in Mom's name.
Yep.
To raise money for Massachusetts General Hospital, their cancer research division. And last year, I think we raised a little over $11,000. And last year, I think I did a $2,000 match. And this year, I've committed to do a $5,000 match. So once we get $5,000 donated, I will match it to a tune of $5,000. Hopefully we can break $20,000 this year, and hopefully they can figure out a way to cure lung cancer and other cancers as well.
Just pulling up on the screen, guys, we get more notoriety. More people know about Car Edge Day than ever before. It doesn't change our beginnings. This is chefska.com/mom. I've been so open since day one about my relationship with my mom, my relationship with my dad. And then obviously, if you come here, I haven't updated this blog in, drumroll please, since 2020, but that was when we were in the throes of starting this business.
Yes.
So it's all there. So I share this because we were getting more notoriety. And as we do, we continue to get people who will try to, you know, undermine what we represent and what we are trying to build. And I love, and I'm proud of myself today, 5 years later, there's paper trails, baby. Like, go learn about us. We're real people. We have, even though the company has grown and we've been able to have a broader impact with the same people. So please take a look at that stuff. And yeah, Dad, let's make Mom proud on December 28th. And it's a real shame that Rich is in the situation that he's in, that Mom went through what she went through. But you know what? Let's make the most of it. Let's try and celebrate a time of giving and trying to help one another.
Yes. So you have to set it up with the.
I'll set it up.
Overlords at YouTube who like to take 30%.
No. Because when you do fundraisers on YouTube, they don't take anything.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, I mean, you have to set it up with your overlords so that the money will just be able to go to Mass General.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, guys and gals, we'll be back on Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern time. Great week, Dad. Love you very much. I'm going to go grab some food and get back to work.
I think you should. And I'm going to wait for Jeff to get back in here and finish with the HVAC. And hopefully I have heat soon, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody.